Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Pott back here at Cardinals winter warm-up, and I'm joined by Cardinals pitcher Alex Reyes. And Alex, I'm sure the question on every Cardinals fan's mind, how are you feeling?
Thank you guys for having me. And, you know, it's been a big offseason for me. I've been able to lose a few pounds, and, I mean, I'm feeling great. My throwing program has been going well. I threw a bullpen this last week, and everything's just been going pretty smooth.
Has it been more of a normal offseason for you this offseason now?
Yeah, and I think that's what going into the offseason, that was something we talked about as a group with the training staff is trying to have a normal offseason and just giving me the opportunity, you know, to kind of just work out as anybody would in any offseason. You know, the last three offseason before this one was, you know, either in Jupiter or here in St. Louis. And, you know, this offseason was huge for me. It's just being able to spend a lot of time with my family and working out and you know, just kind of spacing away from just the spring training complex and or being in, you know, a rehab environment.
So now what's the timetable look like? Is this a regular – are we on a regular timetable for you?
Yeah, I think so. My body's feeling great. We haven't really spoke about, you know, what to look forward to in spring, but I'm looking to head into spring and be ready from day one.
When will you go to Jupiter?
I should be there around the end of this month.
What are you doing now?
I'm in Dominican Republic working out in my house with the trainer I have in Dominican Republic.
And how much are you throwing?
I've been doing a lot of everything, long toss. I had a bullpen, like I said, this last week, and everything's been recovering well. And just excited to get to spring training and, you know, go out there and continuously pitch.
I'm sure that, you know, for it probably seems odd for others to think about, but for you, probably getting back to that grind is going to be a welcome change for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, last spring, going into spring, I felt good. Everything was feeling good, but you know, I was still recovering from surgery. So going into this spring, knowing I didn't have any, you know, major
right.
surgeries or anything like that, it's just kind of going in there without limits and just, you know, trying to put my talent on display.
This is probably, what, winter warm-up number two or three for you?
Three.
Does it cease to amaze you coming out here in the middle of a cold January month that there are this many people here that want to talk about the Cardinals?
Oh, man, it's awesome. Every year you come, you see different faces, and you see even some familiar faces. So, you know, the fans here, they love Cardinal baseball, and they love Cardinal Red. It's awesome just, you know, to see these guys and girls come out here every year and support year after year.
You have so you've done the autograph thing, and you've already done your autograph session today. Anything strange that somebody has given you to sign?
No, not yet.
No, nothing?
No, I still got another half hour to sign.
Okay, so you got some more sign. Are you going to be on the caravan as well?
Yes.
Where are you headed there?
We should, I think, Decatur, Quincy, and Springfield. There's another stop. Mattoon, I believe, is
okay.
The name.
Boy, that's good. You're the first guy I've had here that's actually been able to name off some of the stops that you are actually going to make.
I think it helped I was on the same one last
year. Oh, okay. That's all right. That's good. That's good work for you, for sure. What about personal expectations for yourself? Do you have goals like, hey, I want to be in this starting rotation, or I want to be making starts, you know, for this team by the time we get to March 5th. I mean, I don't know. What kind of goals do you have for yourself?
My number one goal is obviously to be completely healthy, you know, from day one till the last day. And the last day, hopefully, you know, the postseason and throughout that. Beyond that, my main goal is you know, to be on the big league roster. Wherever I fit, however I can contribute, I just want to be up there here in St. Louis, and you know, I really want to help the team in whichever way, you know, they feel I fit.
Do you and you haven't had any conversations specifically about where that might be?
No. I mean, I prepare as a starter. That's
right.
That's always what I've wanted to do, and the ultimate decision is it's up to them.
How much do you lean on, I mean, you're still obviously a young guy. How much do you lean on the older guys and the guys that have been in the organization and on the big league roster when you're preparing, when you're going through this even? Going through the time away that you have, I imagine, is different for you.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a little different. When I got sent down to Memphis, I spoke a little bit, you know, with Carp. Chris Carpenter.
Okay.
I spoke a little bit with Mike Schilt, and you know, just kind of trying to. They were trying to guide me in the right way, and not, you know, not have so much frustration in my head. More of, you know, that there's things I need to fix and some wrinkles I need to work out. Mike Schilt was huge in that process, and he's been a mentor for me since the day I signed. So he's been one of the main guys I've always kept up with.
And I imagine that it's not just physical, but there's some mental strain there when you are unable to do what you have done all your life.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, last year I was very frustrated when I got notified that I was getting sent down, and you know, I didn't really know how to deal with it. I've never been sent down in my career and in any level. So last year it was a year for me to, you know, kind of open my eyes and remember that. You being sent down isn't always the worst thing. You know, it was a time for me that I needed to get better and work on some stuff to be able to come up here and contribute. And last year I wasn't able to do that, but, you know, I took some time into this offseason just to think about the mistakes I did this year and, you know, hopefully never make them again.
How much do you think you'll appreciate it when you get back on that mound at Busch Stadium?
Oh, it's gonna be awesome just to, you know, stand on that mound and look back and see Yadi back there. You know, it's an awesome feeling just to be on that mound and wear the Cardinal uniform.
We talked to Gary LaRocque a little bit, the Cardinals player development director, and he said that, you know, it's always interesting to him that players do understand that it's about something bigger than them, that this organization is about something bigger than just any one individual, but it's about this full organization as a whole.
Yeah, and that's something, you know, they preach to us as a amateur. Once you sign, you know, they kind of preach you the Cardinal way, and that's something we all get and we understand. You know, we need all of us to be able to win, and it's a team thing. It's not a one man game.
Alex, thanks so much for taking some time. Enjoy the rest of your time here. Enjoy the caravan. We are certainly going to be watching, as is the rest of Cardinal Nation, and we look forward to seeing you back on that mound, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having me.
That's Alex Reyes with us here as we continue our Cardinal coverage here on KMOX.